This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
San Francisco authorities continue to conduct drug sweeps across the city 2 weeks after the city organized an outdoor triage center in a 6th Street parking lot. And we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this latest massive drug sweep in, quote, Zombie Park. I'm not familiar with that nickname, but I can imagine. Tell us what went down in Zombie Park and how effective was this bust?
Well, we're talking about Jefferson Park, and it's in the Western Addition. And, you know, for a long time, it has been sort of a place with heavy drug activity, but it's largely been sort of overshadowed by the open-air drug dealing that was going on in the Tenderloin. That captured both the local, the state, and national attention. Well, the police have been putting pressure on the Tenderloin to clean things up. We've seen that over the past year, and what's happened is a lot of the late-night trafficking in drugs moved up to this park. Like I said, it's been there before, but not in this volume. And the cops just went in and sort of cleverly said, you know, parks close and at a certain time. And if you're there after that time, you're illegal. You're breaking the law. So they didn't need a lot of probable cause. They surrounded it. They swooped in. They made dozens of arrests. They booked in some 80 people on various charges, everything from, you know, trespassing to drug possession. And we're going to be seeing more of that because they're going to say, okay, if we're going to do that, we're ready to do another one. We're ready to do another one. We're ready to do another. It's sending a message both to the drug dealers and such, if they even get it, and to the public, to let the public know that the new mayor is serious about trying to keep things going in a cleanup manner.
Yeah, he is serious. I follow him on X, and I'll just read what he tweeted. I guess you don't tweet on X. What he wrote on X. he wrote,
I'm going to remember that tweet on X.
I want everyone to hear this. If you're selling drugs in this city, we are coming after you. And then people were, you know, chiming in on the comments. They love it. They want more sweeps.
They do. Now, that is a sea change from a couple of years back when something like this would have been confronted by the ACLU or the Coalition on Homelessness or other groups that said this mass sweep is ineffective, it's harmful, it defies people's civil rights, and it's racist. We would have heard all of that. But that voice in San Francisco, if it's not gone, it has been severely muted. Nobody on the Board of Supervisors is calling for hearings or calling for an account. Everybody's sitting back and either being silent or supportive. Now, I have a situation, however, where if you talk with Brooke Jenkins, the district attorney, and you talk to the cops, they say a good number of these people that are going to be got arrested are probably going to be they're going to be cited out, and judges are probably going to dismiss or defer the charges. That's the reality. We got a lot of former public defenders that are judges. That's the way it goes. They make the call. But if they keep doing it and going through the system, eventually they think they can make a dent in this or turn things around. But I think you hit on something that's absolutely critical. critical, and that is the public reaction. Mayor London Breed faced it when she started it. It got a lot of resistance, saying, nope, arrests aren't the answer, treatment's the answer. Arrest, treatment, arrest, treatment. Lurie is setting up treatment facilities in the South of Market area, so he's doing both. And the public seems to be going along with it. And remember, in policing, there's two things that matter. One is policing, and the other is perception. And I think the new mayor wants to get onto these places like Zombie Park before they wind up on, is it X or Twitter or whatever it is, a video showing San Francisco yet in another bad light.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And you can listen to this entire interview and past Phil Mateer interviews on the Odyssey app. And Phil joins us weekdays at 7:50 and 5:50 p.m.